This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Liam Aiklam, KCBS Foodie Chap. I smell pig. I smell tomatoes. I smell chicharrones. I smell my dear friends John and Dusky. How are you guys?
Whoa, we're doing all right, you know.
We don't smell, though. We smell good, like bacon.
I always smell like bacon.
Best aftershave on the planet, the
exactly.
Bacon aftershave.
Dogs all love me. They all love me.
Listen, guys, a big event is happening this weekend. Gravesine Apple Fair. I went just last year for the first time. A small town fair that everyone goes to. It is one of the highlights of my summer. For you, what's Gravesine Apple Fair all about?
It's about apples. I kind of
Now you tell me? I thought it was about pig.
You know, it's about that sort of those foundational agricultural elements of Sebastopol and what it was. I grew up in an area similar to Sebastopol in New York with apples and horses, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. And so I just love apples, although it's still hard for me to picture them as a summer crop. Sure. It's one of those things that's ingrained into me that I should be harvesting them in October.
However, this fair brings out everyone and everything apple, all things apple. We're talking toffee apples, apple pies, apple cider. I mean, you name it. All things apple, right?
Yeah, we're going to do deep fried apple pies with apples from our backyard. Yum. Tossed in cinnamon sugar.
Did you say deep fried apple pies?
Yeah, a deep fried apple hand pie.
Okay, I'm drooling. By the way, for folks who've just joined us, we're talking to John and Dusky. We are at Davis Family Vineyards. We are talking apple, we're talking pig, and we got to talk wine. What are we drinking?
We're drinking Davis Family Sparkling Rosé. It's amazing. It's perfect with bacon. Of course, the bacon is applewood smoked.
Oh my gosh, double drools. Cheers to you both. I never drink alone, guys. Here we go. Oh my good lord. There's a gift from the gods.
Perfect with bacon.
They must have an amazing winemaker here at Davis Family Vineyards.
Yes, they do. And they even make an apple brandy called Appellation that you have to get on a wait list for.
Who's got that list?
They do right here at Davis Family Vineyards. And you can come to our food truck on Saturdays and Sundays from 11:30 to 3:30.
Sign up. So Gravesine Apple Fair, we're going to hop in the kitchen in just a few minutes. You're going to make a BLT right here at Davis Family Vineyards. A lovely garden, a luscious garden, the bounty of Sonoma County right here. And it all begins with this.
Exactly. We're very committed to the BLT sandwich.
It's a tomato, folks. I'm holding it in my hand.
I'm so sorry. It's a tomato.
Tomato.
Tomato. I say tomato.
I say potato.
As I
take a bite, tell me, what is that magical thing that we encounter when we eat a fresh from the vine tomato?
So you're eating the very first one picked from Davis Family this year.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, just went to heaven.
Tomatoes are amazing, and of course, the BLT is the best sandwich ever, but we only serve it when there are local tomatoes, so you are at the very beginning.
My gosh, I can just die and go to heaven right now. I can just wrap up this interview. My work is done here. Talk me through your bacon. It is smoked, apple smoked. What's the process for you?
So we start with pigs that are raised on pasture. That's a really significant thing for us about the quality of the animal's life, which is something we work with all animals that way. But obviously, you know, we're here to talk about bacon. And then I cure it with brown sugar, salt, black pepper, some chili flakes, things like that for about 3 weeks. It's dry cured, so it's not wet cured. Wet cured bacon, you sort of make that whole mixture into a brine and you drop the bacon in there. So whereas we lose a certain percentage of moisture in the bacon, a brined bacon would add a certain percentage. So you wind up with 110 or 115% of what you started with. And then our bacon, after 3 weeks, we smoke it on apple wood. We started living in, we met up in Seattle. And so up there, there's a lot of apples as well. Yeah. And so apple wood is just something I became used to smoking with, as opposed to like hickory and oak. And those, the other hardwoods are very smoky smoke.
Sure.
Apple and cherry and almond, they're softer, sweeter smoke. And so since we spend so much time sourcing the bellies, we want to not overwhelm that with anything.
Yeah.
So we want this balance of like salt and sweet. It's pork, it's meat. We want it to taste like meat. It's not like bad supermarket bacon. Which, you know, yeah, and it's just delicious with tomatoes.
And when we talk about sourcing, you're all about backyard sourcing. You have your own little black pigs.
Oh, we have everything at our house. You know, we could live there for quite a while should, you know, the world come to an end or anything like that.
What's your address?
You're coming over.
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
I've got the invitation.
This, we can't invite everyone.
No, don't do that, Tusky.
There's a finite number of spots, okay? Sorry, you know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, folks, I want to mention the Black Piglet, your food truck. We're going to be hopping on there in just a minute, making this BLT. You'll be there this weekend at Gravesteen Apple Fair. How prepared are you to serve? How many?
We are always prepared to serve, like, thousands, you know? I mean...
Until you run out, right?
This is our first year as a vendor there. You know, we've gone with our kids in the past, but we've never been a vendor, so we don't... We do big music festivals and things like that, so we have a pretty good idea of what we're getting ourselves into, but you never know.
I have to ask you about a story. You're going to kill me for this, but you almost got your bacon to President Obama. Didn't quite happen. Can you tell us just an abbreviated version of that story? I mean, somehow you packed some bacon into a friend's bag, took it to a luncheon. The president was not too far away. Didn't make it to him. What happened?
So, yes, in a nutshell, a friend of ours was writing speeches for one of the Kennedys and wound up going to the lunch that followed the inauguration with Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy had some type of seizure at the lunch. Our friend had this bacon. Ted Kennedy knocked the bacon over in the midst of his seizure. He was fine, at least at that time. But Aretha Franklin saw the bacon and was like, "I like bacon." So our friend gave all the bacon to Aretha Franklin, did not get any kind of contact information from her, and then went to the hospital with Ted Kennedy. And so we got super close. For someone to establish that as a goal and to get that close, that was all right. We had a good run. It didn't work, but it was a good run.
Suffice to say, the bacon didn't get to the president, but it did get to the queen. The queen of soul, Aretha Franklin.
Exactly. It almost makes the story cooler.
Yeah, and then she passed away soon after. Good story.
Whoa,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, hey,
check
hey.
I'm joking.
How I stay so young looking is the bacon fat just smeared into the cheek. I'm just telling you, it gets rid of all those crows or whatever people
That talk is about. The best story I've ever heard. The best presidential story. Best bacon story. More piggy parts right before us. What do we have right here?
Dusky can talk about those a little bit.
Actually, before you reveal what it is, I'm going to give our listeners an opportunity to guess. Folks, if you just joined us, Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Champ. We're at Davis Family Vineyards, spitting on you, with John and Dusky. They are the beautiful people behind the Black Piglet. They'll be at Gravesteen Apple Fair this weekend. Folks, watch this.
It is a cider vinegar chicharrón.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're awesome. And right now, too, like, they're just warm from the fryer.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I think this interview is over.
He took the whole bowl, people.
Exactly.
So,
and they're part of, like, whatever they're calling the South Beach diet nowadays. You know, I think it's keto or Atkins or, you know, you don't have anything new to say. You just rename it. So, whatever
They're gluten-free. I'm just telling you, they're gluten-free.
Okay, listen, my work is done.
I got another gluten-free treat for you right here, too. Check this
out. Don't do this. Now I'm just going to keel over. bacon caramel corn. Stop it.
So the bacon is Applewood smoked. Applewood smoked bacon. You got some GMO-free popcorn. Salty, smoky, sweet, salty, yum.
1 second.
I mean, you could eat it on ice cream, which would, like, bring the whole thing home. But,
My word. I'm going to fall over in a coma right here. Last,
you have more work to do today.
I do. We're going to make a sandwich. So for those listening, we're going to share your BLT sandwich recipe, if we can. Can we do that? Yeah. Talk us through your sandwich. What's in it? Where do you begin? And why should people be excited about it?
I think it's more the quality of all the ingredients that we, you know, we don't serve this year-round. We only serve it when all these things are, like, perfect. And that's kind of the month of August. It drags a couple of weeks into September, but, you know, it's one of those things. You should eat stuff when it's in season, and when it's not, you should stop, you know. And so the bacon is delicious, and the tomatoes are kind of spectacular. We get the bread from Nightingale Bakery out in Forestville. It's a seeded sourdough loaf. We put a Tabasco aioli on it, and that little bit of heat kind of brings the whole sandwich together.
And you have to wash it down with a Davis Family Vineyards glorious sparkling rosé.
And so at our food truck on weekends at Davis Family, you pick your own BLT, which I'm going to put you to work in a second to go get your own tomato.
We'll work for food. You know that.
And the tomatoes that we'll be serving at the Gravenstein Apple Fair at Regal Ranch Park on Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th of August, from 10 to 6. Those tomatoes will be from Soda Rock Farms in Healdsburg.
And how about them's apples?
The apples are either from Hales, which is on 116, Devoto Farms, which is in Sebastopol, and they're affiliated with Golden State Hard Cider, which is one of my favorites, which I'm sure to drink at the Apple Fair, and our own backyard in Forestville.
We got it all out. I think we did. John and Dusky, thank you both for the gift that you are to this community, because when it comes to showing up, you guys show up like no one else I know. You really do. And you walk the walk. Thank you for feeding me and for teasing me with all these goodies. I don't know what I'm going to do. Folks, do yourself a favor. Make sure you get yourself to Gravenstein Apple Fair this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday. It is a glorious affair, all things Apple. If you don't like apples, this is an opportunity to taste an apple, and you'll know quickly why it is the best thing after the tomato, the chicharrones, and the wine on the planet. Their story, John and Dusky's story, and more about Gravenstein Apple Fair at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chap. Cheers, guys. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.